My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to remember who you know. We all know we should build a network, but maintaining that network is just as important, if not more important. And part of that is remembering who exactly is in your network. This requires a more systematic approach than most people are used to taking. We've all heard phrases like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And if you have been in any sort of business for more than a day, you are well aware that networking matters. And yet many of us collected business cards in the old days and now collect contacts in our phones, and then do basically nothing with these connections until we desperately need them. There are rumors of layoffs, and all of a sudden, who do I know? There's a difference between having a connection and knowing that a connection is warm and available if you need it. Wise people get in the habit of reaching out to folks regularly and setting up coffees and sending people useful information and buying their products or making donations to fundraisers they are running and whatever else. That's all great. But a crucial first step before you even get there is remembering who you know. I've been having to do this recently as I am working on a book proposal. Oh yes, that reporter for that publication interviewed me 18 months ago. Or, oh yes, I wrote about that blogger, and she said she'd be happy to write about my work someday. You think it would be wise to remember these things, and you would be right. But life gets busy. My brain gets crowded with figuring out who has responded to my children's birthday party invites and whether we need to figure out a carpool for next Tuesday's swim practice. Fortunately, creating the proposal is forcing me to think this through more systematically. As I answer the question of how I would let the world know about this book I'd like to write. Of course, not everyone is in the business of writing book proposals. So those who aren't need a different approach. Fortunately, this can be done in a little bit of time, over a few weeks. So put some network researching time on your calendar. For 30 minutes someday this week, sit down and start making a list of who you know. You might start with people you are actively working with now. Then make a list of people you have worked with recently. Go back to people who were important to you in the past, but that you haven't seen in a while. Think about folks from your personal life who you find interesting. Make special notes next to people you like personally who also work with you professionally. These people can often become the best connections. You might need to make this list in different categories. Maybe it's people you know through a particular professional organization. Then make a list of people you know from a past employer or a client. Make a list of people you met at different networking events. You can even go through your old emails and see who has written you on various occasions. Weak ties are often hard to recall in the moment. Go through your calendar and see who you have met with over the past few years. You are going to have to keep coming back to this project. The first 30 minutes will give you one list, but as your brain keeps going on this, you will come up with others. I know some folks use comprehensive contact management systems, but a lot of people don't, or at least they haven't for their entire working lives. Plus, the process of coming up with folks and remembering is helpful too. As you think about these questions, you'll remember who you really enjoyed being around. You'll look and see what they are up to, and you might reach out. Or you might come up with other reasons to be closely involved with people you start remembering. Maybe you decide to form an accountability group. Or you check to see if people are going to the same conference that you're thinking of going to next spring. Eventually, you will come up with ways to get back in touch with people. But that is hard to do when you don't remember who you know. So spend some time asking yourself this question: who do I know? You might be pleasantly surprised at how vast your network truly is. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.